This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. And Steve, we have another call for you. This is a guy who left a message about the election. Check it out.
Hey, everybody. This is Casey. I have two things on my mind right now. Firstly, I want to start off with these blacks for Trump. All these blacks for Trump that think that Trump's going to benefit, going to help benefit the black person, when they know good and well, you know, he will never benefit. He will never help out blacks. He's benefiting off of them. He's never going to help these black folks. And I'm just...
That was it. He just hung
okay,
up after
faded
that.
Out. I'm through with this here. These blacks for Trump. You know, it's I guess the frustration for me is I've been black longer than most people. I mean, at 67, I'm at an age where The people that's older than me, that number is small. The people that's younger than me, that number is massive. Because this, I'm at the age where people just start checking out. So I've been black for a long time. And it has been an honor of mine. It has been one of the true blessings. Now, in every blessing that comes with a price. And it has been challenging to be black in this United States of America. It has been more than a challenge. But it's also been worth it to me, because as I look at my life and all the grace and favor that God has shown me and the accomplishments he's allowed me to accomplish and receive and honors and the way I live my life and the respect I have and things of that nature. It also says to me that I did this in spite of the odds that were placed against me. And I know a lot of people out there feel this exact way. Those of you that have climbed the corporate ladder, that have strived and gotten yourself college educated, those of you that are in the postal system that reached a high level of position, the people at FedEx, DHL, or wherever you are, a government agency, down at the bank, in your law office, wherever you've done to climb yourself up to the top, I know you know how difficult it has been. And I know you have all looked at some of your counterparts and went, how in the hell did they get that position or get that job? And you know why, and you know how. And so for us, as well as myself, it has been an honor to accomplish this. But as I've accomplished it, man, I also look at the people who don't understand how difficult it is and act like you get to just be another way because you want to decide that. Like you just want to be a black for Trump because you want to fit in. That's the only reason I can think that a person would want to be a black for Trump is because you want to be accepted. That's the only thing I got for you, because you cannot be serious. You cannot factually tell me what Trump has done for blacks. I've been sitting here waiting to find out what that is. So when I see blacks for Trump, I be wanting to go, well, show me how Trump is for blacks. See, y'all, so if you, the only thing I can figure is you've got to be wanting to be accepted. I keep telling y'all, man, that ain't how this thing works. Look, you want to get accepted? Just get as high up on the ladder as you can get. Make your climb be steady and strong. Be an example to young people that they can climb the corporate ladder, that they can go to college, that they can make it at Home Depot, that they can make it at Lowe's, that they can make it at the post office, that they can make it at FedEx. Be that example. Be the first one in your family to start a business. Be that type of person right here. Use some pride. But if you think you can just voluntarily go over there and cross that bridge to the other side, I am here to tell you that ain't how it works, because that other side ain't committed to you crossing over. Now, you can go over there, but this is how I did it. I built a bridge to the other side. I got a game show that crossed over. I had TV shows that crossed over. I do speaking engagements that cross over. I do motivational videos that cross over. I got a radio show that crosses over. I got TV shows that cross over. I've done a lot of crossing over, but you know what I did? I built a bridge so that the people on the other side could come see me and feel okay about it. What I did not do was build a bridge and then cross the bridge, leave my people over here, and then go over there. Because I got news for you. When the bridge burned down, how you come back? Ain't no way back home. Now you got to stay over there. And you're going to find out over there different. You can ask Herschel Walker. This is the best example I can give to you of late. How they went and got somebody, and he put his all in all into crossing over for Donald Trump. He was crossing over to go and go run for an office so they could get control of another control of a seat in a red state. When he lost that election and was giving them ignorant ass speeches and was saying all that stupid mess about a bull going on the other side of the fence, when they found out and he didn't win that election, do you see what happened to him? He crossed over, but he left us to go over there. He never really wanted to be over here, no way. But now, but ain't no bridge back to us. And now he's ostracized. They don't want nothing to do with him. Stop this foolishness. You are a black for Trump when Trump ain't ever been for blacks or never will.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.